China's launched a new satellite of the Beidou Navigation System. The geostationary Earth orbit satellite is the 29th member of the third-generation BDS-3 system, which will consist of 30 in total. China is only one step away from completing the building of BDS-3 into a whole global system. The last satellite is expected to be launched in May. More than 70% of the 80,000 reported cases of COVID-19 in China have recovered and been discharged. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says China is bringing its epidemic under control. He says the transmission of coronavirus can be slowed down and infections can be prevented through decisive and early actions. Chinese authorities have condemned the U.S. practice of stigmatizing the country and the city of Wuhan over the novel coronavirus outbreak. The statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry is in response to comments by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. A Foreign Ministry spokesperson says, since the COVID-19 outbreak, China's been providing updated epidemic information to the WHO and countries and regions, including the U.S., in an open and transparent manner. The Iraqi health minister says China has helped boost the country's medical capabilities to confront the novel coronavirus outbreak. Jafar Sadiq Alawi made the remarks during a meeting with Chinese ambassador to Iraq, Cheng Tao, and a team of Chinese experts. The minister says Iraq's capabilities of preventing and controlling the epidemic are being developed in cooperation with Chinese experts who will visit a medical complex in the Iraqi capital to establish a specialized center and a lab. The center will be tasked with detecting infections, treating patients, and training medical and nursing staff from Iraq. Germany has confirmed its first two deaths from the novel coronavirus. Both of the victims are from the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, one of the hardest-hit regions in the country. One of them is from Heinsberg, the other from Essen. Heinsberg District Authority head Stefan Pusch says he's saddened by the tragedy.
You can imagine that we all hoped that it would go well and that we would get away with it and that no one would die. Now we have the situation that people who have existing medical conditions could of course have died from any number of things, probably even from a normal flu infection. But of course, I'm affected by it and I'm sad, and you can imagine that when I got the news today, it shook me.
The number of confirmed cases of infections in Germany has surpassed 1,100, with over 480 in North Rhine-Westphalia. The British Prime Minister says his country is making extensive preparations to tackle the novel coronavirus outbreak. Boris Johnson says the government is preparing to move the country to a delay phase of the outbreak.
We're preparing various actions to slow the spread of this disease in order to reduce the strain it places on the NHS. The more we can delay the peak of the spread to the summer, the better the NHS will be able to manage.
Johnson adds that further steps will be set out to help people protect themselves and their families. He also calls on the whole country to unite and make concerted efforts to face the challenges brought by the outbreak. So far, more than 300 people in Britain have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, and 4 people have died. Incumbent Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani has been sworn in for a second 5-year term.
Our responsibility is assuring peace and ending the 40 years of war. Be sure that a dignity peace will be coming with the courage of people and in the framework of the Republic.
The swearing-in ceremony was attended by hundreds of Afghan and foreign guests. Ghani says the government he's forming will not be limited to only members of his own political camp, though he will continue with the previous cabinet for 2 weeks. The 71-year-old has called on his political rivals to assist him in building a united and strong Afghanistan.